Skazigini, Brother and Sister. Adelaide, Australia, October 12, 1892. Dear Brother and Sister Skazigini, I write to thank you for the donation you sent me in the draft. I did not expect it, and it was a surprise to me. But I thank you heartily, and I will try to make excellent use of this gift, a token of your confidence in me and sympathy for me. I will thank the Lord, and will purchase with it some things that will make me more comfortable. I do not know that it is best to relate my experience since coming to Australia, and I will only say that I have been greatly afflicted and have been nearly helpless for the past 9 months. But the Lord has been gracious unto me. I have had most precious seasons during the long waking hours of the night. Jesus has been by my side, an ever-present help in time of trouble. I have suffered much pain, and when temptation like a flood pressed in upon me, the Spirit of the Lord has lifted up a standard against the enemy, and the darkness has been dispelled by the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness. I have enjoyed sweet communion with God. How precious in time of need is the assurance of union with Jesus! The precious Saviour is then everything to us. We love His words. We love to follow in His footprints. We can say, we love Him because He first loved us. 1 John 4, verse 19. And has given His life an inestimable price for our redemption. It is our privilege to have our life hid with Christ in God. And when He who is our life shall appear, then shall we also appear with Him in glory. Can it be that so great a blessing is to be ours? Are we to be bound with the cords of everlasting unity with Christ, and through Christ with the Father? Can it be that so great a blessing is to be ours? Could we be more greatly blessed? As the branch is part of the vine, so are those who believe in Jesus to be a part of Him. What a large hope we have in Him! My experience is of great value to me. I have been deeply afflicted, but the grace of Christ has been sufficient, and I have been enabled to be cheerful and happy amid all that I have been called upon to pass through. I could lift up my head and rejoice that the coming of the Lord draweth nigh, for then we shall see Him as He is, and be made like Him. Our faith is founded upon infallible promises. We can say, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Romans 8, verse 35. No, for this makes us feel that Christ alone is our refuge, and we flee to Him for shelter. Or distress? No, for He is our consolation. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, with the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3-6. Or persecution? No. Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice, and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets that were before you. Matthew 5, verse 10-12. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12:12, verse 10. Yea, and all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. Or famine? No. For we have God's promise. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. Yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death. Job 5, verse 19. They shall not be ashamed in an evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Psalm 37, verse 19. In fleeing unto Jesus we shall be fully satisfied. Or nakedness? Hear the voice of Jesus saying, Buy of me gold tired in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Revelation 3, verse 18. Although the children of God may suffer for food and clothing, shall this separate them from God? Let us be comforted with the promise. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Verses 4, 5. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, white and clean. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Revelation 19, verse 8. Or peril? No. Paul knew by experience what it was to be in peril. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 26. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, 10. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Or sword. Of Mary, the mother of Jesus, Simeon prophesied, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts might be revealed. Luke 2, verse 34-35. The sword cannot kill the soul, for the life is hid with Christ in God. Well, may we ask with Paul, Who shall separate us from the love of God? And answer, For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, verse 38-39. The Lord Jesus has suffered shame, reproach, self-denial, abuse, rejection, crucifixion in our behalf. All our sorrows were wrung into his cup, and he drank to the dregs of human woe. All this anguish, shame, and humiliation was borne in our behalf, that we might not perish, but have everlasting life. How precious he has been to me during my sickness, and I have learned to know whom I can trust. Shall I not put my trust in him who has taken all my sins and imputed to me his own righteousness? Shall I not trust him implicitly and believe in him without the shadow of doubt? Shall we not show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light? We must contemplate this love, behold Jesus, and continue to behold him. In him is life, light, and love. He is power and wisdom. He is my sanctification and righteousness. After the first 2 weeks of my suffering, I could say, O, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counsellor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory for ever. Amen. Romans 11, verse 33 to 36. Good is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. My soul rests in his love,